With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
I'm John Batchelor with Professor Evan Ellis of the U.S. Army War College Strategic Studies Institute. There's a big horse race in Argentina. Sergio Massa, the finance minister, economics minister, versus a complete outsider, Javier Milei, who has a Beatles haircut, carries a chainsaw with him when he campaigns. It's theater. And also has dramatic ideas, including dollarization and other remedies for the profoundly troubled Argentine economy. Argentina wins the Silver Cup, but like most things, when you win a cup for being the worst, you have to share it. I read from the Reuters. Sri Lanka and Argentina remain very vulnerable amid a worsening in global financial conditions. They top the list, says Reuters, of most vulnerable economies. They can't even win the cup outright, Evan. They have to share it with a country that has been badly exploited by China, Sri Lanka, where the government has collapsed in great despair. That is not true in Argentina. The government has not collapsed. It's not fled. They're not building an airport that nobody will use or a seaport that nobody can find. They do, however, have a challenge of changing their opinion of the unions and of the peronistas and of the underground economy. Have the polls changed dramatically in a week? I don't know, but please restate Massa versus Milei. What are the choices for the Argentines? It's 2 weeks from less than 2 weeks.
We're going to what's really become a toss-up at this point, John. The way I would characterize it is that it's a question of whether Argentines are more frustrated with their economic disaster of the past under Peronism, or more fearful of what they believe could come under a relatively unknown populist libertarian orientation from a future Milei government. After the round one, which Massa had, took 37%, and Milei got an unexpectedly low 30%. And the third place person, former National Security Minister Patricia Bullrich, got 24%. After that showing, you had Massa initially way up in the polls. They've now evened up a bit. The most recent shows Massa with about 42.4%, Milei with just under 40%. So again, it's within the statistical margin of error. Conservative Patricia Bullrich had endorsed Milei, although it wasn't clear that all of her supporters were going to go over to Milei, given that Milei himself had insulted Bullrich during the campaign. And there are certain social issues in which Bullrich's supporters take different, especially with respect to things like abortion. Having said that, although this is very close, there's still a big undecided vote. As much as 18% of the Argentine population is undecided. But essentially what you have is on the left, Massa, although he represents the current Peronist Party, and you have to tie him with Argentina's current economic disaster with 140% in inflation, with a peso that's running in informal over $1,000 per dollar, issues with the continuation of major indebtedness and paying those debts. Massa can rightfully say that within Peronism, he is much more of a centrist. He's a pragmatist. He's somebody who actually worked with Washington on renegotiating that IMF debt when other people farther to the left in his party did not want to do so. And in the run-up to the elections, he's already done certain popular things like trying to cut some some relatively unpopular taxes. And so on the one hand, there's a question of, well, Massa, maybe he is not quite as bad as is those Peronists who came before him. On the other hand, Millet actually has a relatively attractive messages of something that's new. Let's get rid of some of this, many Argentines understand that big government in the country is a problem. The system of paying provinces, relatively high taxes, export taxes, some of the mismanagement of the central bank, which has caused all kinds of currency problems. And so Milei has basically said, burn the whole house down. And again, despite the fact that in his fundamentally libertarian message, there is a lot of things that are attractive to those people who are, market conservatives, there is a lot of fear of, to what degree will his populism, to what degree will you have political paralysis? He really doesn't have the legislative backing in the Congress, which is equally divided between kind of center-right and the Peronists, to take forward some of his essentially government dismantling programs. And so at the end of the day, what you come down to is that, it's as much about voter fears of what each candidate actually represents or what they could represent. Voters in Argentina really don't feel that they have many good choices, but with that, we're going once again to elections on November 19th.
Let's go quickly to Venezuela. We have a minute. The house is burned down in Venezuela. Machado wins the primary and is banned by Maduro's government. Is that going to change?
No, John. Machado is a brilliant person, a wonderful candidate, a natural politician. She would be great for leading Venezuela if there is actually democracy and true democratic elections. But there's no evidence that the administration is going to reverse her political inhabilitation. There's no indication that they're going to reverse ruling to disqualify the primary vote that just happened, even though the Biden administration has said that if they don't do something by the end of November, there would be the reimposition of some sanctions. So I see the reimposition of some sanctions. And yet at the end of the day, the 6-month general licenses that the Biden administration allowed for the Maduro administration to pump oil will, to a certain degree, continue to strengthen him economically and politically as we move toward what will probably be a non-election in Venezuela.
Professor Avenelis, U.S. Army War College, New World Report. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.